Blog Talk Radio.
They say we living in the last days, so I'ma steady put you first to my last day. Even if I stand alone, I know it's better than conforming to a world morals are irrelevant. It's so evident we lie to feel accepted. The face behind the mask is afraid to be rejected. So we neglect the intellect that our spirit speaks. We search the world to be content but never finding peace. That piece of our peace is only found in you. We're puzzled cause the puzzle piece is missing truth. Look around, it's like we searching for that Blues Clue. We got the knowledge but we do the things that fools do. That's why I gotta be the difference. It's time to redefine the meaning of a Christian. These hypocrites don't make the people wanna listen. So instead, they support these rappers killing off our children. So many rappers, so much talent, competing for a title, man, I just let them have it. They trying to be the best, but I know the greatest. They trying to make it big, I know the one who made it. I hit a model rapper who's a Christian. Some put the rapper first just to get the world to listen, and I get it. But sometimes they take it out of context, forget about God, they trying to be the one who got next. And we've been purchased by the king, but too many of our souls are repossessed because of greed. Now wait a minute, understand what I mean. See, we always want to take, but we ain't never taking heed. The American dream, we work hard so we can live it out. But God can bless America if we kick them out. And what's the point of standing up if we ain't standing out? It's time to start living this life that we preach about. I wake up every morning to a sick church. Christian rappers only real focus is a sick verse. It gets worse, we're robbing them like a snatched purse. Oh yeah, we're quick to sell them God, but never teach them how to put them first. So I'ma go and say it first. Christianity is more than just a message on your t-shirt. And it's more than a religion that the world hates. It's that hope you never had in the first place. See, he's that cool in your hot day. He's that smile on your hot day. He's like dinner on a Sunday. You know when grandma cooking and she pack you that to go play. See, it's the little things that we take for granted. Like they ask what's going on, are you aggravated? You don't trust nobody, you say love is overrated. But God is love, you're just being complicated. See, love is always bigger than its context. That's probably why we take it out of context. See, we done turned love into a contest. These women coming for your man like I got next. We got to book a life, but no class. And some of y'all will do anything for a Boaz. And after this, most of y'all gonna be real mad. Man, I'm mad too, why you think I just now? We try to use the world to define us. Man, we so lost that the lost trying to find us. And God said he looking like rise up. And if you selling out, boy, get your price up. God wants the ones who carry their cross. Look, it's time to rise up, man.
Is not here. Those of you who've seen him know he would be able to handle this situation. Amen. Can we stay in worship just for a little bit? Is that all right? Just for a little bit. Oh. I'm so grateful to the Lord for this opportunity. Thankful to the Lord just for us women coming together to worship the Most High God. Interesting that we can be our own worst enemy. We can spend so much time tearing each other down instead of encouraging one another and building one another up, being willing to be in the trenches with our sisters in Christ. And so we could just, and y'all don't have to say it. We just however you want to worship, you worship. And I'm just so grateful. Just reflecting on my life and my past. Currently deal with one of the hardest things for me to do in life is trust the Lord. And the amazingness and the beauty of who God is although he has proven himself, although he's done enough to where he never have to do anything again, he still shows me in ways that I can trust him. let's just stay here for a second. Really love you more than anything, God. That's really the truth. I don't love your word more than anything. I'd rather spend hours and hours and countless hours on my timeline than I ever would in your word. So that's, I don't really love you more than anything. So let's just try this one. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. Y'all know this? Amen. Every step that I take, every moment I'm awake, Lord, have your way in me. Lord, I give you my... Wait, hold on, stop. That's actually not true either. Because my heart is divided between my will and your will. And it's so much easier to choose my will, because your will requires patience, and your will requires faith, and your will requires me to get out of the boat and actually walk on water. But I'd much rather choose the easier route, because I can see, taste, feel, hear, see all of those things in front of me, and it's much easier. So I'd rather choose my will than yours. So that's actually not true either. So maybe this one. I surrender all to you, everything I give to you, withholding nothing, I surrender. Hold on a second. Actually, haven't surrendered all yet. There's just some things that I just have not let go of. Some people who've got on my nerves, some people I have attitudes with, some people I know I probably should apologize and ask for forgiveness from, but I haven't really surrendered it to you, so I really can't go to them and ask for forgiveness because I haven't let it go. It's much easier for me to be mad than to let it go. And humbling myself, who's ever going to do that, right? Because, I mean, you humbled yourself enough to come down from on high and become God and man, and 100% God, 100% man. You came here, humbled yourself. You didn't think that equality with God was something that should be held on to, but you humbled yourself on behalf of me, so why would I do something like follow in your ways? Forget trying to look deep within my eyes, because deep within my soul I'm trying to decipher what's wrong and what's right and what's right. Each and every day it's harder to see the light. Who said the road would be easy when you're trying to live the life, the life, the life? Cause if you choose to fight, you might have to bleed. And when it gets real tight, it may be hard to breathe. In the middle of the night, you may not get to sleep. But do you want your victory? Cause if you choose to fight, you might have to bleed. And when it gets real tight, it may be hard to breathe. In the middle of the night, you may not get to sleep. But do you want your victory? It's really a shame how long we've proclaimed your name, how long we've stayed stagnant, complacent, remained the same, and now this little light of mine is just a flickering flame, driven by the thoughts of all the flames and entertainment. Temporary pleasure for the price of your soul. Now you lost, can't find control like your TV remote. And now you have no other option, so you might as well pray. Asking for forgiveness of the same sins every day? Come on, it's got to get better. Come on, whatever the weather. Come on and put on your sweater. Come on, let's get it together. I just want to be one of the righteous. Don't take it personal because I might just have to cut you off because Judgment Day is coming up right behind us. You got it all figured out, huh? All worked out, huh? 1, 2, 5, 10, 20-year plan, huh? Doing big things, huh? With your own agenda. Schedule so tight and a room for God to enter. See, I've been wounded in this war. been fighting in this war. It's like I give myself away, but yet you still require more. And it's all the tears and the crying and the fears and the screams. I hear the lies that he's telling me, but it's easier to believe because this pain feels realer than the truth I've received. I said this pain feels realer than the truth I've received. See, all this time I'm forgetting that faith has nothing to do with what I can actually see, but believing the one who gave up the Son on behalf of the sins of me. And if I'm honest, I don't trust you. And I don't mean it when I say I place no one above you. Please change my heart and mind so I can say I truly love you. Can't do this on my own. I need your spirit to lead and guide and strength to fight when flesh don't want to. So this ain't no partial, ladies. We gotta give him everything. Take this as a warning. We already know we're strange. We're cut from a different cloth. They can't explain our DNA. Somebody better call a medic because this is an emergency. See, we've busted out the box and we've broken all the locks, even escaped the routine of the religious headlocks. They'd be like, wait, this is different. They must be some rebels. This don't sound like gospel. It must be the devil. Check it. We lay in bricks. We're following his blueprint. So if you have a problem, blame him that we are misfits. We lay in bricks. We're following his blueprint. So if you have a problem, blame him that we are misfits. Forget trying to look deep within my eyes. Cause deep within my soul, I'm trying to decipher what's wrong and what's right and what's right. Each and every day, it's harder to see the light. Who said the road would be easy when you're trying to live the life, the life, the life? Cause if you choose to fight, you might have to bleed. And when it gets rock tight, it may be hard to breathe. In the middle of the night, you may not get to sleep. But do you want your victory? If you choose to fight, you might have to bleed. And when it gets retarded, it may be hard to breathe. In the middle of the night, if you get on your knees, then you will have the victory.
Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to see another day. We thank you, Lord, for all our families in California. We thank you, Lord, for all our families throughout Texas. We thank you, Lord, for all our families throughout Chicago, Baltimore, New York City. Father God, and for all those that I failed to mention, but directly to those that I know throughout our Momentum and Purpose group, throughout our Slack team, and all of our Big Girl Talk listeners. Father God, everyone that listens and joins in, just sharing the prayers or visions, Lord, we pray for our young men and our women. We touch and agree in prayer. We touch and agree, Lord, for the fight that we endure every single day. We thank you, Lord, for watching over us throughout the night. Father God, we just want to give you a special praise and a special thank you, Lord, for walking with us and seeing us through another day. Thank you, Lord, for your love and your provision and for helping us to do your will. Forgive us, Lord, for anything that was said or done that was displeasing to you. Father God, help us to be better Christians, better kingdom members. Father God, help us to be those that you've created with a purpose, Lord. Father God, be with us as we sleep tonight. Fill our heart and our mind with thoughts of you, with peace, Lord. Father God, bless our family, bless our homes, bless our loved ones, and keep us safe from harm. Father God, give us rest from worry and concern. Lord Jesus, please cleanse our thoughts from anger and worry. Cleanse our thoughts from fear and indecision. Father God, you know that worry is not your will. Fear is not your will. Please provide for us, Lord, as you promised in your words. Father God, we give you all of our fears, cares, and troubles as you have told us to do. Bring us peace and comfort. Father God, fill our hearts. Father God, help us to rest in you and have peace with you. Forgive us, Lord, for our sins that we have committed on today and any other day. And fill our heart with your love and your purpose, Lord. Father God, you are the great I am. Dear Lord, we need your presence more than we've ever needed you before. We need you every single day. Help us to remember and remind us to pray for our families, for our children, our grandchildren. Father God, let alone that we remind ourselves to pray for ourselves as well. Father God, teach us to intercede on behalf of those that we don't even know, but to follow the request of the Holy Spirit. Father God, when it falls down in our hearts, when we think about it or wake up in the middle of the night, remind us to pray, Lord. When thoughts plague us and we have feelings of insomnia, Lord, or days where we just cannot sleep, Lord, or go to sleep on time, remind us and quicken us in our spirits, Lord, that we should be praying and speaking to you. Father God, we need your peace and your comfort. Dear Lord, these are troubling times and troubling days. Please fill us with your spirit and remove all troubling thoughts and fear. Comfort and guide us, Lord. Comfort and guide us as we sleep. Protect us from all evil. Help us to seek you, follow you all the days of our lives, Lord. Father God, remind us that our steps are ordained in you. Keep from sin, Lord. Keep us from our own presumptuous sins, Lord. Protect us, Lord. Father God, protect us, love us, and have grace for us, Lord. And we thank you in advance, Lord. We thank you for that grace and that mercy, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Father God, we thank you for all the testimonies. We thank you, Lord, for the things that we cannot change, the things that seem beyond our control. We thank you, Lord. Even in this, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the shift and the change, Lord. We thank you, Lord, in this new way of living, if things will never be the same as it once was. We thank you, Lord, for giving us the mind and the ability to keep on going. Father God, we thank you. We praise you, and we thank you in advance for all the wonderful things that you are doing, all the things that you have brought us through, not just the monetary things, Lord, but the supernatural things that we can't even see. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you. We thank you, and we praise you. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we bless your holy name. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Father God, I just want to give a special thanks to all those who joined in on the line tonight. I see so many new numbers, so many new people. I've read all of your emails. I've read your letters. A young couple asked me just on today, how do I find time? But I want to remind everyone that we don't have the time. The only strength that we have is through you, Lord. It's all through you. Father God, I want to thank everyone for being not just in a complete state of freedom and not wearing any mask, but being up front, being open and honest. Because we are not perfect. We can only be ourselves. We are who we are. And we just want to thank you, Lord, for that freedom and for that liberty. I thank you for each and every single person on this line, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for my family in Reno, Nevada, and that in Sacramento, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for our loved ones there. I thank you, Lord, for the Wise family, my goddaughter and her children, her sons, her daughters, and all her grandchildren. Bless them, Lord. Father God, I thank you for our family members out in Chicago and in Baltimore, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for Alex and Monique from Golgotha, Lord, and their record company and everything that they're going to be doing, Lord. Father God, we thank you. I thank you, Lord, for all of our production team and those that are willing to work with us, Lord, from faith. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. I thank you, everyone, for showing up and touching and agreeing in prayer. We pray for the judges. We pray for the doctors. We pray that God's will be done, that will set us free, Lord, that you will work down on the inside of each and every single individual on this line, way down on the inside, to give strength, to know when to endure, to know that you can endure. you can make it through the next day. You can make it through the next evening, through the next hour, through the next moment. Just keep giving yourself an opportunity to do it and do it better in the name of Jesus. Do it with God. Do it with the Holy Spirit. Bring Jesus with you everywhere you go. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Father God, we thank you for bringing us the word in the book of Matthew 6, 9 through 13. When you said, Lord, that you are the great kingdom, you are the great God. And we love you, Lord. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.